Have I offended you guys in some...
You joined the call, and you were just like, let me just derail everything.
Sorry. I'll get hang up.
Okay, and then come
good.
Back.
Good!
I can't. Come back. I mean, I'm playing a game. You can hang up on me.
No.
What? An offline mode will be...
Man, late to the party. Jeez, man.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Team Mongoose Podcast for episode 126. How are you?
I am doing okay.
Okay, well, that's not the answer I was looking for. Wrong answer.
Excited to be back.
Contestant number two?
I think we owe our fans a serious apology.
There you go.
Is she blonde? I can't tell.
I have big boobs, and I like to jump on trampolines.
Damn, so that one.
Now.
You do.
Contestant one pulling it back around.
Game changer. That's what they call it.
Contestant two, you're looking like shit now.
Yeah!
Contestant two pulling it back ahead.
Well, fuck.
Hey, guys, did you know that SimCity is going to have an offline mode coming soon?
I did know that.
Did you? Discuss.
I don't have the game, but if anyone wants to give it to me, I would love to have it.
So let me say, you can play offline. You don't have to have that.
And I'll put it on my – well, you have to do it on stupid game, huh?
Origin.
What? Yes, on Origin, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, exactly what I mean.
You have to do it on stupid game program.
I'm glad you guys understood, though. I didn't have to do too much, like,
we immediately got it, yes. Origin.
Sorry, Adrian, what were you saying?
What? Oh, I don't know. Was
yes,
I saying something?
Yeah, you don't have to be connected to the servers anymore, yes. You
okay,
can play it offline completely now.
Well, how long has the game been out now? 2 years?
No.
About a year? I was in my house.
It was summer, yeah. Somewhere around there. Yeah. Was it? Is it two? No, it's not 2005? SimCity 5?
What?
Yeah, one of them was on sale, and I thought it was the newest one, and I was about to buy it because it was like $2, and I was like, this
SimCity
is too good to be true. And then I realized I was on Steam, and I was like, oh, this can't be true.
Yeah, no, SimCity 4 is not going to go down like that.
Well, it was during the winter sales.
Still not going down that way.
Well, but if it was on Steam, it might have. But it's on Origin.
Yeah, it's on Origin. That's never going down.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It'll take
EA
a year.
They're being Jew with their games now that they have
Some good sales, but that's like newer, so.
But who gets on Origin often enough to catch them?
There's only been one like sale that ever gets caught and brought to our attention is when Battlefield was on sale for $5, Battlefield 3.
Yeah,
that's true.
That was the only time that we were just like, oh, damn.
Yep.
Okay, get there!
Damn!
Final Fantasy's been on sale a lot, too. Like,
well, let me know next time. It's already installed. I just don't have the game.
How do you have Final Fantasy installed but not the game?
Because I was testing out the computer.
That's probably why. But he probably is a performer.
Yeah. Well, Ryan, that was back during beta time, though.
Oh, okay. Well, then never mind.
Oh, so you have the beta client installed.
It was already out, wasn't it, Dwight?
I don't think so, no. I'm pretty sure you have the beta.
Well, it was awesome when I got Skyrim, because it was like, oh, it's already downloaded. I was like, shit.
I know. I tried to download all the ones that I think that you would like. And I wanted to test out a bunch of stuff, so I was like, okay, well, I like Skyrim. And at the time, I was playing Final Fantasy.
They have like 86 mods, Dwight.
I know, right?
86?
You get carried away, really.
You might as well go to 100, dude.
Dude, I know, I'm thinking about it. I really went off-grid. Like, I'm off.
Is it even the same game anymore?
It's not.
I could craft the Master Sword.
I have 63 things, and I felt like that was a good amount.
Listen, the Master Sword? What the fuck?
All the tunics.
I don't think you can play that game anymore. What the hell? That's like Legend of Skyrim.
Exactly. Well, there is a mod to do that, but I didn't want to do all that.
Yeah.
You might as well. What the fuck?
Right?
Well, no, I did. I wanted to do like extended magic, and I added a bunch of new shit that way. And
are you a magic user?
I'm going to be. I never have been. I'm excited to try it out.
Interesting.
Actually, I'm really not. I'm going to do awful, and I'm going to dive bomb, and I'll probably resort back to my natural instincts, which is to grab a blade and start ripping people to shreds.
Use a bow.
Yeah.
A bow, too. A bow will suffice. A bow and a dagger. Okay. And a magic in
Those
hand.
Are OP.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be OP. Well, my magic will probably be OP.
The what game the is OP anyways. Like the,
it's
like
true.
The,
it's true. No matter what you do.
Yeah, the scaling system is so broken in that game. After level 35, monsters don't level with you anymore.
I added the vampire eyes from Underworld.
I haven't seen those movies.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. Good. I thought I was the only one.
Yeah. I like those movies, and I'll stand behind that.
Well, good. Good for you, Ryan. Sticking to your guns.
I shall. And I did.
No matter how stupid they look.
I got your guns right here, you piece of crap.
Why do you have my guns?
I rip them off.
Yeah, Ryan.
It's none of your damn business.
Oh, damn. BioShock Infinite is free right now for PlayStation Plus users.
Yeah. I have Alexis, so it doesn't matter to me right now.
Yeah.
I like that game so far.
It's good.
Yeah,
I got a little farther than when I played at your house. Right?
I fucking love it. I finally got to play Burial at Sea. What the hell, bro? Mind blown.
I'm loving Assassin's Creed.
So, I'm not going to say nothing.
Oh, Black Flag?
Yeah, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I'm sorry. Go on.
BioShock.
They're still talking about BioShock.
Oh, I don't know anything about it, though.
Yeah, that's why I said one thing and that's it. I'm not going to spoil it for anybody.
Yeah, don't spoil it. I don't know anything.
I'm not.
Alex, do you have PlayStation Plus?
It's easier than the first one. The first one's a pain in the ass.
Man. Sonic All-Stars Transform Racing's free.
Yeah, I already grabbed that.
Okay.
Damn, we should all fucking not play that on there.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, for real, right?
Oh, damn, Don't Starve is free right now on the PS4.
I already have that.
I don't know what that is.
It's a cool little game.
I
want to
play
PC.
Journey. I need a PS3. I just want to play Journey. I want to see what that's about.
Yeah. It's a good experience. The way that like Terry told me to play it, he's like, get the PS3, shut down everything, shut down your computer, do everything, get your headset, and just play the game. Just sit on your couch with your headset on and play the game.
Which game?
Distraction. Journey.
Journey?
And it was fantastic that way. It was the best way to absolutely experience that type of game.
Nice.
Because there was so like little things that like you probably wouldn't really pick up unless you're really giving the game your 100% attention, that was really nice. And like, well, I don't want to go too much into it. You need to play it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you're gonna be looking for stuff.
I want to play Journey. That's like all I want to do.
You can't do it. It's foreboding.
It's foreboding.
Damn.
It is foreboding.
Your king has spoken.
Perhaps someday.
Someday.
Mayhaps.
Interesting. Edmund McMillan did a little FAQ on New Binding of Isaac.
New what?
Yeah, Binding of Isaac Rebirth.
Fuck when?
I don't think that there's a date yet. But he's the main reason is to take the game out of Flash because Flash is so crappy.
Yeah.
You know, for something that's so I don't know, thick, you know?
Yeah.
Like Flash is okay for like easy stuff and taking it slow, but that game has evolved into something super
big.
So,
yeah.
Definitely.
But he has a big old FAQ here full of questions and stuff from people. There you go, Adrian, if you want to read it later.
I will.
Be cool. That'd be cool. So, Ryan, you've been playing BioShock Infinite and Skyrim a lot lately. Have you played anything?
No, I haven't played Skyrim at all.
What?
How does it make you feel? Yeah, you heard me.
What?
You
I just
literally...
have 86. I was telling you about all the mods I have. I'm excited to play.
Oh, you haven't played... Wait! You've been installing mods and you haven't played once.
Nope.
I'm going crazy. What's wrong with you?
It sounded like he was playing.
Yeah.
I didn't say that one time.
I didn't say you did.
Yeah,
I said
it was
it
implied.
Sounded like you were playing.
Yeah,
I never gave you that indication. I'm sorry that you had that thought.
You...
Fuck you.
It's embarrassing for you.
It's not embarrassing.
I don't care. It sucks for you because you haven't played it.
Yeah, well, because I want to stream it, and that's all there is to it, really.
Well, then why aren't you streaming it?
Because I get distracted and I like to play.
Listen, that's your problem, not ours.
I know. You're I like to play Assassin's this game. And... Yeah, Assassin's Creed. I'm a pirate, dude. I've done 23% of the storyline and 84% of the side quests.
Yeah. I've been really excited to get back in on playing the game because Terry and I haven't played it in a while. Like, I think over a month now. Because
it's a blast.
We took a little break. And then I got sick, and then I was still sick, and then I still had a big old cough, and it's still kind of there, but it's basically gone now. And now Terry is just done. He is super sick right now.
Oh, yeah, that's right, I heard.
He's dying.
This is what happens when you guys play that kissing game. Stop it.
Yeah, I told you.
Don't tell us what to do, all right?
I've been telling them for years.
We're going to keep playing, okay?
Okay, listen, I don't mind you. You guys can play, just not when you're sick.
That's true. He's not asking for really that much.
We can't just stop, okay, alright? You gotta keep going. You gotta put in some time so it doesn't reset your rank, alright? If you don't play, then it just is like, oh, yeah, you haven't played. You better play or else we're gonna wipe your account.
Listen, what it's okay. You go to a kissing boosting lobby. Sorry.
What was that, Timmy?
I pulled a Dwight.
What a great deal. Great audience.
Boosting lobby. Sorry. Kissing boosting. There you go.
I don't think that's a thing.
Boosting. You know it's all Terry, though.
That's true.
He kisses everyone.
And now he has herpes.
He's got herpes and mono.
He's got herpes. Syphilitis.
I think Dwight's laying it all on the table is what he's got.
So he just got back from the doctor, huh, Dwight?
That son of a bitch, Terry. And now he's pregnant too. Fuck it.
Why not? Too.
Oh my gosh.
Getting out of control.
He's waking up with morning sickness. And it just becomes whose day is sickness. It? Good question, man. He probably went to one of those kissing boosting booths.
Boosting booths? You guys are idiots.
Get like 5 kisses in for like 50 cents.
I warned him about it. You got 5 kisses for 1600 Microsoft points.
They don't do points anymore.
Yeah, I was about to say, they don't do points anymore. They use real money now.
Not that I know. I haven't renewed my Xbox Live account in a while.
Yeah, me either.
I want to. It's hard to set up in this room.
Mm.
I have to pull out the projector and. Which sounds fun, but if only it was constant.
it's not a stationary thing right now?
No, I have to take the screen out and put it up every single time I want to use it.
That's my deal with my green screen. After I got it, I realized I have to take this down and put it up every single time.
Dude, I almost bought one, and Sarah talked me out of it, and I'm really mad that I didn't.
Well, you have a sheet behind you anyways.
Yeah, but it would have looked really obvious.
What, a green one?
Yeah.
It's it looked no really different. Weird. Whatever. It's like, what? My favorite color is green. Fuck off.
Very loud green.
You could get a blue one. There's such thing as blue screens.
I know. I looked into it.
Yeah.
I looked pretty long and hard at it.
I can give fun you a shit. Blue screen, Ryan.
Of death?
Yes.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Is he gonna put a virus on my computer?
I think so. Yes. I think he might probably be doing it.
Look, I go to the Hacker Dojo. You can't have this.
Hacker Dojo?
Hacker Dojo, what?
What, did you bring your 3DS with you?
Yeah, they supply them.
Man, that's serious.
Ryan,
no, there's a place by my work called the Hacker Dojo. I linked it last week in the chat.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's exactly what it's a community center for hackers. I want to go so bad. It's like, I'm going to take the train and go someday.
You're going to hack your shit up before you even set foot in the door.
I know. I'm going to leave all my technology behind. I already said
I know. You're going to walk in and they're going to greet you. Hello, Ryan. How do you know my name?
I won't be surprised.
You know everything, Ryan.
So you guys do
How
work,
is
huh?
your wife, Sarah?
Oh, yeah. that's the worst.
And your two dogs.
And your unborn child.
And my
Nobody's pregnant.
Oh.
Except for Terry.
Dun 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 dun. And even if we were pregnant, we could be, because we're married and no one can judge us at all.
I would.
No. Listen, one.
There's plenty of people that'll still judge you, Ryan.
Yeah. Like me.
This is America. Yeah, like
it's
Alex.
It's true, but they have no right to.
They have the right to judge, but they are, what is it?
Still assholes?
Still assholes. There you go.
Damn.
We'll go with that one.
Eh.
So, it's the beginning of 2014. What Call of Duty game are you guys looking forward to?
None.
All of them. Looking for the cat expansion.
I can't wait.
Expansion. Was that one of the cats?
I'm so excited. Call of Duty.
Have they announced the Call of Duty? They couldn't have already.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's Ghost Point 3.
Ghost Point. More ghosts.
Modern Ghost Warfare 3.
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty dogs all over the place.
Modern Luigi's Mansion.
Damn.
That'd be intense.
I know, right?
Oh, hey, okay, I have a question for you guys that I was thinking about earlier this week. What can you guys name a series
Chicago.
That came out that the original game you guys all loved, and then the sequel
Final
came
Fantasy.
Out, and then it had like everybody was all super hyped for the final or the God damn it, Ryan, you got me all fucking Final Fantasy right now for the sequel, and they all thought that the sequel was gonna suck because you know it's hard to live
it's
up to
sequel.
The first game, right? Can you guys think of a series that did that? That actually came out with a second game that was better or just as good?
Banjo-Tooie.
Get out of here.
I fucking love that.
How long ago?
That's not too bad. No, that's fine. Alex is
Wait, are you looking for a specific answer?
No. I have mine. I have an answer that I thought of that worked. But
I'm
going to
go with...
Curious with you guys, too.
I'm going to go with Golden Sun.
Did you say Golden Sun?
Yeah.
Not bad.
Man, I'm
I
trying to think.
I haven't played it, so I don't know.
Oh, amazing.
What was the first one?
Golden Sun.
And the second one was Golden Sun?
One was Golden Sun, The Lost Age.
Lost Age, yeah.
Man, I can't think of one, Dwight. You put me on the spot.
I can't think of one either.
It's kind of difficult, isn't it? Because
what about Phoenix Wright?
Phoenix Wright is good. That's true.
I don't think
a lot of Halo
been...
games, I guess. That happens quite often.
Were you thinking of a specific genre, though?
No. I was just thinking... I just thought it would be a good question to ask you guys, because when I was thinking about it, I could only think of one.
Which one's yours?
Portal.
Portal
was fun.
Liked the first Portal. It brought in, like, a new type of gameplay, so it was, like, really revolutionary, you know? Although it was really short, because it was, you know, it's new when it came from a small team. But... Then Portal 2 came out, and it was awesome. You know, it was, I liked it more, actually, than the first one.
Yeah, well, too bad we were such turds at it. No one got to see our series.
That is the only series that I've ever done that I actually had to talk to you and, well, you know, just, I guess just you. We had to actually stop because we were getting such negative feedback.
I know, it was horrible.
Wow.
People were like, you guys are just awful at this game. And
We were
doing a terrible job.
But it was our first time playing it.
Yeah, we were doing...
Everybody's first time playing that game is the worst. And
but
then
we
finish
terrible,
it.
We were terrible, Dwight.
And then you look back at the game and you're just like, well, it's obvious. It's right there. It's
yeah,
right there. Why
that.
Are you that, like that? You know, it's like, it's our first time playing and we were just getting just hammered.
It was rough.
It was a it's Portal is the only game that it's really hard to watch other people play if you know what
you,
to do.
Because you already know the answer.
Yeah,
if you know the answers to a game already, then it's always going to be hard because you know already.
But Portal especially. Portal is just like, you fuck it, the portal right there, and then you're there, and then you jump, you're done.
The one we had to slide, Dwight.
Oh, God.
For like a goddamn hour.
I remember seeing that. Fucking Dwight was yelling at Ryan the whole time.
Because I played to the single player at that point. I don't think, Ryan, you played it at all. I think that you
I went through it
in.
Before we filmed our second set of episodes that never saw the light of day, and we had gotten better at it.
We did. We actually did get a lot better at it eventually.
But we never got to air those because...
Yeah. We just said, screw it,
negative
we were done.
Feedback. We didn't want to continue the series.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, God.
It's the only thing in my 3 years of doing this now. It is the only series that I've had to actually stop because I was getting hurt. I was like, guys, what's the first time I play? Come on.
Ryan's got a bad computer and he's trying his best.
Yeah, that too. You had a terrible computer at the time.
Hey, it's still running. She's still alive.
Chugging along.
Chugging. You can hear it chugging.
Hear the gears turning.
Mm-hmm. Very loudly. Sometimes I have to get up and smack its ass.
Damn.
Already That's beating your computer, huh?
Not my new computer.
Oh.
Although, Dwight, you may need to come take a look at my new computer.
That doesn't sound good. What did you do to it?
It just made a weird... It's like making a loud noise sometimes. When I first heard it.
When was the last time you cleaned it?
I actually cleaned it a couple weeks ago, but I'll clean it again.
Yeah, try that. Could just be your fans making a weird noise.
I clean it, actually, because she's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be revitalizing my computer, too, soon enough. The gears are already in motion. Already took apart my new motherboard last night over at Lee's to paint the heat sinks.
Nice.
Yeah.
You're painting heat sinks?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, because they're
gold. I'm going to do an upgrade by the end of this year. That's my goal. To add something new into my computer by the end of the year.
Yeah.
Something worthwhile, not just like, hey, I'm going to put this fan in here.
I would recommend an SSD for your games.
All right. That's a good recommendation.
Yeah, it's a solid upgrade, and I highly recommend it to everybody that doesn't run their games off of an SSD. Because SSDs are still sort of a taboo like thing to talk about.
They're just expensive.
Because they're expensive, right, but it's so worth it. Like, there's nothing that can boost your system more than just increasing the read-write speeds of everything.
Dude, like, when I turn on my computer, it turns on, like, instantly.
Yeah. I saw a thing on our gaming PC on Reddit that was, this dude was complaining that his computer turns on faster than his monitor can detect the input.
Damn. The fuck?
So he turns on his monitor and his computer, and his computer's already on the desktop, and then his monitor's still like, what, HDMI or DVI? No, DVI, okay, that one. And then it turns on, and he's already on his desktop. Or he's being on his desktop.
Yeah, that's crazy.
My computer is about the same way, but my monitors have a very fast refresh rate, speed to turning on, I guess.
I gotta wait like 5 minutes for mine to warm up.
I just leave mine on.
Hey, dude, I had a monitor that I had to warm up for like 2 years, man. I gave it to Ryan.
No, not the monitor, the computer.
Oh, your computer? Your computer shouldn't have to warm up.
Dude, mine. I feel your pain, Alex. Mine turns on and goes...
Alex's computer's over there stretching its PCIe like cable, just like, morning, bitch.
It's like when you turn on your car.
God, I hate flying
your car in the cold. You gotta wait for the engine to warm up. It's like that.
No, yeah, it's not, well. Alex. That's a car.
Dude, Alex. I know exactly what you're talking about. Your desktop comes up, and if you touch anything, it's gonna crash, right?
Okay, yeah, no. Yes, okay, exactly. No. That right there was the first thing that I realized when I first got an SSD. Was that once I was on my desktop, I was so used to having to like wait for everything to kind of like settle.
Cause you, I still you're,
like,
do
your
that sometimes.
Your background stuff like loads up, and you're just like, okay, I let all those. Okay, Skype. Okay, Steam. Okay, all that. Whatever. I'm now at a point now where I realized you turn off everything that starts with the computer. That's just smart to do. I didn't back when, so I would sit there and wait for everything to load up, and you can't touch anything until it's done. And then you're like, okay, is everything done? Okay, yeah, all right. Let's start using the computer. And getting an SSD, you just say, fuck waiting. Even while things are loading up, just fucking start opening up more shit, and you're just like on fucking... Google opening up 14 copies of Cookie Clicker.
Yep. I got a mobile Cookie Clicker now. What up?
Oh, God, Ryan. That was just a joke. No one.
Ready came out?
No, I don't actually. I just downloaded it to see what it was like. I haven't actually played it more than it's awful. It doesn't run in the background.
Oh, well, then what's the point?
Exactly.
If there's anybody out there who's still hesitant about an SSD, absolutely look into it, because even the lowest end of SSDs is going to be hundreds of years faster than your
years. You hear that? He's putting measurement of time
light years, Ryan. Okay, I was skipping words here.
Well, I know. I was saying I was congratulating you on your usage.
Okay, thank you, Ryan. I'm I'm so...
You didn't let me finish my sentence.
You insult me so much recently. You haven't been really haven't on talked my side to you recently.
I haven't talked to you enough to insult you.
Right, I'm talking like last 6 months recently.
I'm talking about the last 6 months.
Anyways, get an SSD. It's worth the price. Look for them on sale. There are some slower ones like that go on sale for like half the price of what they are. Even if it's just your OS, like which is what you should if you can only afford a small one, get an OS one for like an 80 gig or something, and put your Windows on it. And the boot times are great. It's fantastic. Go for it. Okay, anybody else? No? I can talk about computers all night.
I know you can.
Yep.
We could listen.
I'd rather not. I want you guys to talk. Talk to me. What's going on? Podcast.
What? How to talk?
Well, you're already on your way, champ.
Oh, damn.
Okay. How to talk. I'm bad.
So I picked up some Gunnars when they were on sale on Whoop.com.
You did. And they're regular. They were the regular Gunners, right? Not prescription.
No, they're not prescription. No, because if they were prescription, I would have to fill in a whole bunch of crap. But no, these they're RPGs, I think. Yeah, yes. RPG.
You got an RPG?
No, the style of glasses. Yeah, from Gunnar, and for people that don't know what Gunnars are. They're basically tinted glasses that you wear when you're in front of screens for a long time. And it's supposed to, give you gas and help your eyesight. Like, so it helps eye strain and stuff like that from looking at digital monitors for a long time.
I look at one all day.
Also, they're also known for being extremely expensive for no reason. Like 100, 120 for non-prescription.
And, hundreds of dollars.
Prescription ones are like $300.
Yeah, like starting at 300.
Yeah.
It is nuts.
That is the story of my life.
But
yeah, me too.
I've been wearing them on and off when I do things. Like if I'm working on stuff, like I've been working a ton on Mongoose Country things because we're moving from our 1.64 map. And we're getting rid of that, and we're moving to our permanent, or now permanent, 1.7. And we're in the middle of applications right now. Go ahead and apply at apply.mongoosecountry.com. and we're going to be bringing in new members and stuff like that. So we're still very much in a beta phase where things are kind of working and mostly working, but there's still some tweaks and stuff. So during
the server crashes every 5 seconds.
And it's rollbacks, you know, every 10 seconds.
Keep what they build. items go missing.
Character wipes.
Crime rates up. unemployment's at a record high.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Real problems.
Our Batman just would die. He's in jail now.
It's horrible.
Yep.
These things happen, though, you know.
This is beta.
This is beta. I heard Superman fell into a pit of kryptonite. These things happen.
what are you going to do with glitches like that, you know?
Yeah, shit. Hey, you just gotta call tech support.
I'm my own tech support, though. I got Swifty and Pete now. Pete 800, if that name rings a bell to any of you guys.
I know Pete.
You know Pete?
Yeah, we're friends on Xbox Live, me and Pete.
No, really? Are you just shitting me, or are you really friends with him?
Why would I be shitting you about something?
Could you do this, right? You do this. Yeah, our friendship is now at the point where I have to question.
What kind of people do you know?
Like, you! I know you!
Can you believe this?
You make Ryan out to be like some person that just constantly fucks with you.
He does, though. Because I can say something like that. And Ryan's like, oh yeah, I know Pete. Yeah, no, me and Pete, we go way back. Pete and I are great friends. Like, fuck you. All right, Ryan, you know Pete. Good. Pete's a good guy. Pete comes in before we start a 1.7 server, and he's been kind of like prodding me a lot, and like probably I don't know the last year, 2 years, 3,000 years. I don't know. Forever. Every time when I complain about plugins and stuff like that, Pete always sends me a PM, and he's like, hey, just letting you know, I'm a programmer. I could do these things. If you need help, let me know. And my initial instinct with those types of things, because I get those types of things a lot from random people, is to be like, no, we got it under control. Thank you very much, whatever. And push them aside, because we can't just bring in random people
because
into
I'm
our
the
system.
Bad person.
What? We're not talking about you.
I know. Sorry. Go on.
you just wanted to put that out real quick. I'm not the bad person.
Okay, I don't just brush people aside like that.
Okay, right? Yeah.
sorry. Go on.
So, anyways, yeah. So I don't bring in new people into our tech team because I can't just bring in random people and give them access to our backend and our FTP and our servers and stuff.
Yeah, we can't just give people access to our back doors.
Exactly, Ryan. You got to protect your back doors from strangers, you know?
That's what Mom always said.
On your way to school, remember to protect your back door.
Good Lord.
Yes,
and remember,
Mama.
If anybody comes to pick you up, the password is want some candy. Go
want
on.
Some candy? Oh, yes.
Oh, you're here to
finally
pick me up.
Finally, I'm a gentleman here to pick me up.
Allow me passage into your van.
So anyway, you let this creeper into our back doors, then what happened?
So finally, when we're getting around to 1.7, Pete contacts me again. He's like, hey, I noticed you're talking about having troubles with your NPCs and stuff like that, because we have custom NPCs on Mongoose Country that deal with people that they trade in items for in-game money to buy other in-game items just to help keep the world from being destroyed. Because people that want, like, sand, they will destroy every beach, you know?
I will kill every beach in my path.
So, yeah, so to prevent that, you know, we have NPCs where you can exchange item or, like, materials for other materials and crap like that. And the program that we use, the plugin, called Citizens, is just a piece, the biggest piece of shit and the greatest thing ever at the same exact time, all the time. Because
hate those things.
When it's working, it's awesome. There's so many things that you can do with Citizens. Like, from quest NPCs, just down to absolutely everything. And now we're at a point where the Citizens doesn't update at all. So anytime that there's a change in Minecraft, Citizens breaks completely. And
you have to figure out how to update it.
We have to figure out how to update it, or we have to wait for it to update before we can update. That's the biggest thing with server admins that have a Minecraft server. If you're running plugins, you have to wait for your plugins to update before you can update. So we've been out of 1.7 for weeks, you know. Sometimes months, like in the 1.64 case, before our stuff was updated, before we could move over. And Pete's like, yo, I could do this for you. Just let me do it. I'll do it for free. I don't care. You know, I like you guys. I've been a big supporter of you guys for a while. So, a long time, actually. Pete's been around a long time. Pete was
I was friends with him when I lived in my apartment.
Jeez. Yeah, Pete's been around so long that he was in the stream, the random Minecraft stream that I did that I met Leanne in.
Wow.
So, Pete was playing with us when the day that I met Leanne.
True love.
So, he's been around a long time, and he comes in and he starts, you know, saying all these things, and I'm just like, okay, that's great, Pete. I'm liking it. I'm liking the words you're telling me, but I would like to see something. And I think like 2 or 3 days go by, and he's like, hey, I got a working prototype. Here, you want me to show it to you? I'm like, okay, I see it. And he shows it to me, and it's working. It's just, you know, semi-working. It's. I could see that he has an NPC thing that could spawn things, and it's kind of working, but it's not working to the full extent. Fucking the last 2 weeks, he just keeps blowing my mind. He went to Italy.
He said it was a prototype.
He went to Italy for 10 days during our 2 week beta period of 1.7, and so he was gone for a good amount of the beginning of it. But when he came back, he hit the ground running, and he just kept rolling out updates after updates after updates, fixing bugs, repairing stuff. Everything is working great now. Like, we have working shops now where you can go in and sell items, buy items. We have kit NPCs. We have NPCs that will exchange your tokens for other things. We have a whole new digital currency now on Mongoose Country for our tokens.
Oh, because the torches got screwed up.
You're right. We can't have turned off torches anymore for our tokens. So now we have a digital system, and that way people can't lose them. We didn't have... No, well, we have in-game money, but not for our tokens, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we've always had in-game money, but not for tokens. That was always Essentials that did that. And we already have a lot of plans for when version 2 comes out. He's like, version 1 right now is just development. We're just getting down to core functionality and stuff, which is what I've been pushing for. I just want to get them done. That way people can start using them. And then we could take our time getting version 2 out. I say we, but Pete's doing all the work. But I keep telling him, like, hey, what if... Yeah, I keep giving him ideas. I was like, hey, what if we did this, though? And this, and this, and this, and this. He's like, yeah, no, okay, sure, whatever. You know? So we'll see how it works out. But Pete has been a great, great addition to our techie team, and I'm really happy to have him. So shout out to you, Pete. Everybody should hit him up on Twitter and follow Pete. His... Twitter is underscore Pete800 underscore. He's doubling up the underscores, apparently.
Just gotta double up on your
security.
Underscores.
It's security.
Four know? Score or four underscores and 20 years ago.
No.
No?
No.
I liked it, Ryan. I thought that was...
Thanks.
That was
I knew
clever.
You would. This guy's racist, so...
No? Nothing for me, Adrian?
No, that's fine.
Okay. Let's keep...
You can say whatever he wants.
Nah, it's
I
fine.
Don't acknowledge him anymore.
I've heard worse.
Oh, what's going on tonight? I'm feeling some hate. Some of that old bullshit.
There's too much hate in our group, guys. There's too much hate in Team Mongoose.
There's no hate.
It's because Terry's gone.
2014 stopped bullying.
Stopped bullying.
I don't like that slogan.
You see,
I'm going to pick on you until it changes.
You see? And then you tell me not to pick on him.
Oh, I'm just playing with it. He knows.
All right.
Okay, I'm sorry, Dwight. Did I hurt your feelings?
Okay.
You didn't hurt
sorry,
them,
Ryan.
But thank you for the apology.
Adrian, I'm sorry. Alex, I'm sorry.
I love you, Ryan.
We're sorry.
All right. Well, I've spoke a mouthful. Anybody else care to take the reins?
I think we've all been having great conversation time here.
All right.
But let's see, what else does I want to talk about here?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let me ponder for a moment. Everyone take a moment of silence.
Okay.
And let's
all right.
No,
30 minute break of silence. On the keeping it rolling.
Jesus, 30 minutes.
That's a really long time, but I wouldn't be opposed to a quick 5 minute pee break.
I would. Once this train rolls, man, we got to keep going.
But look at you could edit anything.
Are you not... Why don't you bring a bucket, Ryan?
A bucket?
We've talked about this.
Listen.
The versatility of a bucket is just astronomical.
Shut up, Dwight.
It's a seat.
It's a seat.
A toilet. It could be a water bucket for when you're thirsty.
It could be a puke bucket.
Yeah, for after you drink the water that's in your piss bucket.
Oh my God.
It's right back to where it was.
It's natural.
It's all natural. So, any of you guys watch ADGQ?
I fell asleep watching that thing.
You guys have been on that like crazy.
I never slept. Let me say that again. My computer never slept. That shit was on all fucking through the whole
week.
Yeah. So I enjoyed it.
ADGQ is awesome games done quick. It is basically a whole week of the world's best speedrunners of just a ton of games. Mm-hmm. So it was just a solid week, 24/7 the entire time, all through the night. People would be speedrunning to raise money for cancer research and stuff.
Yeah, prevent cancer, all that. Yeah, mm-hmm. And they've hit a million this year. So
they hit a million. They also hit 100,000 concurrent viewers. They hit it during the guy's Skyrim speedrun.
Yeah. But the thing was, even Twitch donated after that. Twitch was like, you guys hit 100,000, you get the bonus. So.
Yeah, they were given 5,000.
That's crazy.
To, yep, 5 grand.
Yeah, if they hit 100,000 viewers.
So, yeah.
That's nuts.
Is that like a thing they do, or is that just for that special occasion?
No, it's for that special occasion.
Oh.
Well, for Twitch?
For Twitch, yeah. No, I mean, They don't give $5,000 to just whatever channel like, hits 100,000.
That's really like that's a really great business plan. I'm on board.
Honestly, if you're hitting 100,000 people, $5,000 is probably nothing to you.
I want to know. I honestly want to know.
Any time, Dwight.
I know. Like, I'm not saying to reject it.
With all the subscribers that they got, I wonder if they all the money from they got from subscribers where the donation came from.
Oh, and the half.
And all the commercials, and then like you know what I'm saying.
Well, I think that for stuff like that, like the because that's not a person channel; it's like a community channel. Those things they work it to where all the money goes towards the research or the thing that they're running for.
Well, I was talking about Twitch. I wasn't talking about them themselves.
Well, I thought you were talking about the subscriptions that because the subscription thing it's half and half. Like, if 50% goes to the streamer and 50 goes to Twitch.
That's what I'm saying. What I meant, what I was talking about was Twitch, because Twitch obviously gets 50% of the subscription.
For community channels like that, I think that subscription price goes 100% towards the cancer thing. No Twitch. Okay, Twitch works it around to where it only goes towards that.
Okay.
They don't take their 50%.
Okay. That's what I was looking at.
Yeah, because I know Athene, his subscription thing, I think it's more than $5. Or it is $5. I don't know. His subscription thing is basically, I think, only $1 goes to Twitch, but the rest goes towards this one foundation for feeding children or something. I'm not sure. Mm. I don't really like Athene.
Yeah.
I don't really like children.
not the route I was going, Ryan.
I don't think anybody likes Athene, to be honest. Even
a lot of people do, though, because he even still
Athene
gets a
doesn't
lot.
Like
I don't think he likes himself either. I really don't.
Maybe.
So who knows? Whatever. It's all going to a good cause, so whatever.
Yeah, it is. So it's cool. Really stoked to see that they hit the million mark, because I think last year they hit 300,000.
I want to say a little bit more, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, because I think their goal this year was to hit 500K.
Yeah, it was just 500, simple 500, and they obviously doubled it, so that's awesome.
Yeah.
A nice win.
Yeah.
Yep.
It'd be cool to see if they can they do more next year, you know?
They might have. I think they got a little bit more because they had the bonus stream, so I think I don't even know if it's still going on, but they usually do it every year, too. Once the main event is over, they still have people that stay and stream games and whatnot.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Huh.
Party must go on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just checked Twitch, and the third highest game right now is Rayman Legends with 16,000 people.
Oh, that's probably
spiked. Yeah, so any game that's just random like that, it's obviously someone that's speedrunning it. So, yeah, it's true. Right. Bonus stream is still going on.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so what was your favorite game?
The Skyrim speedrun was pretty cool. I thought that was interesting.
You want to know what's funny, though? I think I told Alex, I'm like, that's going to be Dwight's favorite. I don't know. Let's just throw that out there.
I've never seen it speed ran before, you know?
What was it, like less than an hour?
Yeah. Which is nuts for that game, you know? Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and he killed the last the dragon with being level one. Level one and naked.
I didn't watch it, but that sounds
nuts.
Hilarious.
Nuts.
How?
They do it, bro. They know the games.
there's apparently like certain things in the game that like will trigger like tougher enemies and stuff, and they avoid all of that. And so when you go and fight the dragon, you can be level one with what's the sword called? Dragon's Bane? Dragon something? The sword that does extra like 20% extra damage to dragons or something. They use that against it, and they kill it pretty quick.
Weird.
It's not bad. It's really, really interesting to watch. That's why I liked it, because I didn't think that you could really speedrun that type of game. I know it was possible, but freaking under an hour? Come on.
Yeah, dude, they do anything. That's crazy. Like, some games that you would never think you'd be able to speedrun, they just do it. They laugh at it. Yeah. So,
watching these things, like, you'll just realize that literally every game can be speedrun and is speedrun.
They did Minecraft, which is funny.
Did they really?
And they got a world record for it, apparently.
I missed the Minecraft one.
It was like 15 minutes or something.
Was they it beat to it kill like the Ender Dragon?
I believe so. I didn't watch it because I hadn't really been big on Minecraft. But, you know, as soon as he started, you know, speedrunning Minecraft, I was like, okay, I'm going to go watch something else. But he did it, apparently, and they got a world record for it. So, you know, the whole thing is, you know, he picked a seed that they knew where all the stuff was and all that stuff. But, mm-hmm. you know, he did it. And it was it's cool.
F-Zero was really cool to watch.
Oh, dude.
F-Zero was intense.
Nuts, man.
Which F-Zero, though? Because there's the SNES one, and then there's the GameCube one?
There's N64, and then there's GameCube.
Yeah, they did F-Zero and F-Zero GX, and I think I liked the regular F-Zero one more. I don't know if I caught the other one. I can't remember.
Okay, there's F-Zero, F-Zero X, and F-Zero GX.
Yeah,
the F-Zero one was good.
Yeah.
They were all good.
No, it had to have been GX, because I remember the name CGN.
CGN, oh my god. Yeah, I remember watching it last year, because Yoshi Fan, which is the guy, not trying to sound racist, but the Asian guy that was sitting behind him, was the guy that ran, in last year, and he killed it, and he was sitting there saying that the guy that was racing at that time just like dominates him. So I was like, whoa, dude. And I watched the whole thing, and I was like, I was just blown away, dude.
Yeah.
So, some of those games are just amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's weird to watch speedruns. Like, six Vs or VV?
Yeah, VV. All the artifacts.
Yeah. that blew my mind. And then they got him on the call with the creator of the game.
Developer, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the developer was like, I didn't know you could do that shit.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's nuts.
Yeah, they did that with Mirror's Edge, too.
Oh, that's cool.
They got another developer for that one, I believe. So, yeah.
That's nuts.
They did a lot of cool things. I think there was another game. I don't remember which one off the top of my head, but the guy was like, I guess it was another developer for another indie game, maybe. I was not 100% sure, but he was there just chatting with the guy that was speedrunning. They were like friends, I guess. And they were just chatting it up on Skype while they were playing. I was like, wow, dude. That's some good stuff, dude. Get some acknowledgement out there.
Yeah.
So.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Weird.
It's weird. I'm looking at the schedule here. The last two streamers were both super long games. Yeah, Legend of Zelda Wind Waker HD, which was Cosmo, of course.
Because he's got the record. And then Abda Jr. for Chrono Trigger.
Yeah.
So,
Five and a half hours.
Listen, though. You think that's long, but last year they did Final Fantasy VIII run, or one of them, and that was like... No, it was 9, excuse me. Final Fantasy IX. And that thing was like 9 hours fucking speed estimated time. It was...
They did a StarCraft 2... That was like 5.5, 2.
That was boring.
It was terrible.
I remember that. I saw that.
And then there was, I'm not trying to be an asshole, but the girl sitting down next to him was so obnoxious that I left the channel, dude. I was like, look, I can't, the guy was like so mono, like I had nothing against him, but like he was so like monotone.
Yeah, not my thing.
And then the girl was just ragging on him, like he's streaming for charity.
She was ragging on everybody.
Yeah, it was like, why are you so obnoxious? Holy shit. Just get off the camera. Like, I don't know.
No, she got a beanbag. She was chilling.
For whatever. Oh, it was...
Yeah, it looks like the bonus stream is going to be 70 hours long.
That's good.
Yeah. So 238 hours of speedruns.
Shit. Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Damn.
Oh, damn. They did Barkley Shut Up and Jam.
Yeah.
Hour and 10 minutes.
That's the game, man.
Tell it.
Game's the shit.
Bastion speedrun. See, there's so many like speedruns that I really wish I could have saw, but it was like 3 in the morning, and I was just like, I can't.
Yeah, some of those games that's it. You're sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
But they had people from all over the world, so...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, wow, they did all the Mega Mans, it looks like. Or a good amount of them.
I watched them. Those I watched.
Mega Man X, X3, X4, Zero 3.
Yeah.
Battletoads, really?
The Mexican runner?
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you know this man?
I know him just because of that game, but he did Lion King on the bonus stream, but I know him for Battletoads because that was one of those childhood games that if you can actually get past the speed bikes, you're fucking godlike.
Right.
You know, and then when you watch him play, you know, he just kills it.
Destroys it, yeah.
Yeah, so like he can do it, but then, you know, he's speedrunning it, so he'll glitch it out sometimes too. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, dude, seriously? I don't know. I think just watching that stuff from, like, when you're a kid and, like, you go back to some of those games and you watch people just kill it.
Yeah, just destroy the game. That's not how you play that game.
It's like, no, it's not.
I want to be the guy? Really? Someone speedrun that?
Yeah, that's 10 shots.
10 shots TV, yeah.
Yep, 10 shots.
I gotta watch that.
She's the one with the world record for it, I believe.
35 minutes.
So.
I have no idea if it's... Well, that 35 is his estimated, so he probably does in like 30.
He might have done it, yeah. I think he only messed up a couple of times on that one.
That's crazy. I don't know how you could speedrun those types of games. Wow, they started with that. That was the first day.
I like watching... I don't know. I just like watching those people who speedrun.
Yeah.
I think it's what I do most on Twitch.
Mm-hmm. Once you get into it, you're just like, okay, well, now I got to watch another one.
I've never seen one before. I'm going to have to check this out.
Be careful, though, because you'll get pulled in.
Yeah, the Metroid runs are fucking awesome, dude. If you go to Speedruns Live, they show, like, when they do it, those Metroid runs, fucking ridiculous. I love those things, too. And the guy who runs Speedruns, who has a world record for Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, it's not Zaller, the Sinister One. The regular Mike Tyson. I watch him usually too. He runs like Ninja Gaiden and Mike Tyson.
Tyson.
And he did a blindfold run, which he actually got to Tyson.
Yeah. How?
He knows the game. That's his game. Like, in all honesty, like, I watched both of the Mike Tyson punch outs, and I don't know how I felt about the Super Nintendo version. Like, I'm not taking anything away from the guy. Like, he did good. But it felt like the Nintendo version was a lot harder because there's more RNG, I guess. I don't know. But the guy who did the Super Nintendo version, he killed it too, don't get me wrong. But
weird.
Yeah.
Really weird concept. I guess we've always heard about it, people doing that to Mario when we were kids and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, 64? Oh, God.
No, I'm talking like Mario.
Oh, yeah.
Finding all the tubes.
It's a like you know the secret passage to get to world 3 like super quick.
You can beat that game in like somebody beat it like a couple minutes or some shit like that.
They do it, yeah.
Yeah, they do that.
I guess I remember that. Weird.
Apparently, I'm looking at the chat right now for the speed demo thing, and they're talking a lot about Dark Souls. I don't know if that's going to be the next speed run because.
You can do speed. Yeah, they speed run that thing too.
That's intense. That's the thing. It's like, how do you speed run that type of game? So that's why you watch it, and you're just like, how are you doing this? How are you making the game
that's
do
impossible.
These things? Yeah,
it's not impossible. That's why
I didn't say it was impossible.
Well, but you know, that's the thing they do. They practice. They min max. Like you know, with quoting Jose, min max.
Min max.
Min max. You know. So, that's what they do. Like at the beginning, I think I don't remember what. I'm not really big on the Dark Souls speedruns, but I like in the beginning they pick like the certain set of gear or whatever. You know, they'll take off a piece of equipment just so they can run faster, have more stamina, and shit like that. Yeah. Like they completely just you know, that's what they do. You know, they cut the time up.
Yeah, it's really impressive. This it really is an hour and a half into Rayman Legends with an estimated 2 hours.
Legends? That's a PC one?
I don't know
that's
if it's
PC
or not.
And
yeah, it's
Wii
every,
U and
it's everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. My only thing with speedruns are the people who like speedrun like Final Fantasy games. I'm like, how do you do that? It's like you have to dedicate like 8 hours
to speedrun it, and if you mess up, you reset and you try again. Like, how do you do that?
Oh yeah, what are you saying? Like, just Final Fantasy or just any game that's like super long?
Any game that's super long.
Yeah,
like,
if
how?
You do mess up, right? Then you might as well just start all over because you're obviously not gonna get any better.
I don't know how they do it, but they do it. They got some dedication. Like, I would enjoy speedrunning some games, but I don't think I have that dedication. I don't know, the freaking just ADD kick in or something. I don't know.
I feel that.
So, I don't know.
Let's see. It's good stuff.
I agree.
If you haven't yet, go check out, what is it, Speed Demos Archive.
There and Speedruns Live as well.
Speedrun Live, yeah. They're the people to go check out.
Definitely. And they have all their channels that link to Twitch as well, so mm-hmm. you can find some of your games that you guys might enjoy. They do, like, they really do a lot of stuff. I've seen Pokemon, I've seen everything.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. The Yoshi story run?
Trihex? Yeah.
Dude! That guy.
Trihex is nuts because, like, he's one of the, like, the superstars with the speedrunners. Like, he's, like, him, Cosmo, there's a couple of others. I really only know those two off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But they're their well-known names. They're the people that pull in, like, 6,000, 8,000 people watching them play mm-hmm. these games. Trihex, he starts his streams with a warm-up of... What did I say, Alex?
Is it
a dance game?
DDR.
No, it wasn't DDR.
Yeah, it was. It was DDR. He does it with his fingers.
No, it's not. It's not DDR. I know dance? DDR. It was either Step Mania or Step something.
Maybe it is Step Mania, but it's one of those dance games.
It is a dance game, yeah. But
he said
it
on the stream.
Yeah.
He says it like he has to warm up before he does.
He does it. Obviously with his hands to warm up, but he plays. Two player.
Oh God, really?
He plays two dancers, yeah, and he has one turned all the way off, like the arrows or whatever. He has like all these custom settings or whatever, and it was nuts watching him do this on a SNES controller. I don't know how he does it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Man, much love for those guys. Mm-hmm. Good shit that they did.
Yeah, if you're ever on Twitch and you just go to, like, browse games or whatever, just look through, and if you see one that just kind of sticks out that doesn't really seem like it's a game a lot of people would be playing at the moment...
Speedrunner, probably.
Yeah, more than likely a speedrunner.
Mm-hmm. Weird.
What?
This whole concept, I'm going to check it out.
Yeah.
It's good. It's really interesting. Like, some games you might not enjoy because, obviously, everybody has different appeals and stuff, but...
Right.
So,
but you'll find something that you get pulled into and then you're just like, no.
Yeah, I just randomly found it. I guess I was just on Twitch, but whatever. And then they link you to the speedrun website and they have a bunch of stuff that, you know, just different games that you would probably just enjoy watching. And it just gets you sometimes.
Yeah,
that's it. And you're stuck watching it. You're stuck. That's it.
Weird.
No.
Well, I'm excited.
Good.
Check it out.
Good.
Is there anything else we could talk about other than...
What's Alex up to? I haven't heard him talk.
Yeah, he's just listening to us.
Nothing. Just looking through Amazon. Shopping.
Let's talk about Amazon then. Fuck.
Yeah, anything good?
No. Not really. Nothing out of the huge.
Did you finish your Gundam?
No. It's still here. I need to buy pens Gundam. And paint. Yeah, I built a Gundam. It's a tiny Gundam.
A baby Gundam?
It's a baby Gundam.
It's a low-quality Gundam. Nothing like the big-ass ones.
I was talking... it's funny, because I was talking with Jose the other day, and I was telling him about your Gundam thing. He's like, Alex is like, Alex finally built this Gundam. Oh, yeah, like, yeah? And then he started searching, and he finds all those deals. He's like, oh, Alex could have bought this one for $6. I'm like, dude, check out the shipping, bro.
Yeah, the shipping is what killed you.
It's like $60 shipping. I'm like, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's a... That's where it gets you. And it'll take like 36 days to ship.
Yeah.
The best way.
Yeah, fuck that. I was like,
I was like, nope.
I could have bought this one for $6.
Yeah, good stuff.
This guy. I want to get another one, like a bigger one.
So get one. Epion.
Epion?
Epion.
Epion's sick.
Thank you.
I do have an Epion, but it's like $60-$50.
I used to have one. I don't remember which Christmas was, obviously, when I was younger. But, dude, I love those things. I had the Death Scythe and the Epion.
I had a Zero. It was pretty big.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you had a Zero?
Mm-hmm.
Mine's just the regular one. I don't have Zero.
Mine was sick. The two guns and shit.
I've noticed the prices for these fluctuate a lot.
Like they're high now, though, because I don't think they make them as often anymore.
I don't think they make them at all.
I think they do.
No, they do make them.
They do. It's just, you know, they don't make them here anymore. They make them, like, in Japan and whatnot more often because that's where it's more popular. Like,
Did they ever make them here? I thought they were always imported.
No. They had plenty. Like, when the actual show was on, like, I don't know if was it on Toonami? I don't remember.
Yeah, Gundam Wing was on Toonami.
See, so there you go. That's when they had them out here.
So was Zero, another one too. Not Gundam.
And that's
there was the 8th MS team, Gundam 00.
Yeah, I watched that one.
That's what I'm watching right now.
That's good.
$65
Yeah, $65.
They were like I want to say like 20-ish.
It's Prime though. I can get this with free shipping.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's master grade, so it's pretty high quality.
Yeah,
they grade that. That's how they grade them. Master grade.
Yeah. Yeah. Like
so
mine is non.
What was yours?
Mine is non grade. Yeah.
So shit grade.
Pretty much.
We were gonna throw this out, but you fucking paid for it, so here you go.
But it's my first one, so I'm okay with it.
That's fine. What are you planning on building an army now? A revolution? Gunpla over here? Super Gunpla? How, Alex?
I'm going to get like a whole case and put them all in there.
And they're going to come to your shop and you're going to start making them and selling them. I think
that is nice, though. That Epion looks really nice.
I love that. I think that's my favorite Gundam, on and off, yeah.
Epion's sick. It's all about Tall Geese for me, though.
Oh, yeah.
Tall Geese is my favorite.
That's good.
I didn't remember any of these freaking names until you guys were like literally just saying them. Like I was just trying to think, it's like, what's my favorite? Back. I don't even know. And then like Tall Geese was like, I remember that. And then
Tall
Geese
was Gundam Zero. Shit, man. It's like the oldest Gundam ever, and it's like, nah, fuck you, bitches.
Yeah.
I saw Tall Geese earlier on here on Amazon somewhere.
Oh yeah, for how much?
Let me see. I know it was here. Tall Geese. Here it is. $47.88.
Shipping? Probably free.
Shipping. Free
shipping.
Free.
Usually when it's above like 40 or something, I think shipping's like free.
Maybe I'll buy that. How big is
Master
it?
Master grade.
Yeah. 100 scale.
What a third? Damn.
It's a pretty decent size.
Yeah.
Huh. That's going to take up some room. Damn,
I know what
budgets.
I'll be doing at work tomorrow. I know what I'll be shopping for.
You're going to build a Tall Geese?
I might build a tall Geese.
It's pretty fun building them, I'm not going to lie. All the pieces like snap together and shit.
Yeah.
I remember that feeling. I remember
it popping out of the little grade. Or the little
that
thing
fun.
That it's already in.
Yeah.
Building models is, there's something like
satisfying.
Satisfying and
great,
relaxing.
Great, we're all drinking old men. Fantastic.
It's because you build it with your hands, and it's like it's this feeling like you're.
These kids don't know what it's like to build something with their hands.
Is that how you feel like? Is that what makes you feel like a man, Alex? That's what it takes.
I didn't say like a man, but it's like, you know, you look at it, and it's like, I did this.
He thinks he's gone now. That's what it is.
I am God.
He thinks he's God. The Gundams. Like, I made this.
All Gundams will bow before me.
Even though the pieces were put there in front of you.
And I was like, I made this. Well, it's like the difference between like just because you have like instructions and stuff like that, at least they're not like hand feeding you like new Legos. Like old school Legos, you had to like literally build every single little piece of it. And if you miss something,
it didn't fit right.
Yeah, fuck you.
Didn't fit right.
Fuck you. You're done.
Start
That's
over.
It.
Good
Buy another one.
Which reminds me of Legos. Oh,
current Legos. Oh, God. They're so easy.
My,
Well, it's not even that. My nephew, fucking, I know Ryan's gonna like this one. What's that? What, the dropships from Halo? Fuck, I had to build one of those.
The Mega Block ones.
Yeah, I had to.
It's the only Mega Block thing I'll ever buy.
Yeah, that thing was killer. And then my nephew's like, "Oh, I'm gonna go play with this." I'm like, "No, you're not." I fucking glued that thing
right up on the case.
I gave it to his dad, and I glued like most of the pieces. And I was like, "You're not touching this."
What kind of person are you? What kind of, I love destroying my Legos.
Listen, I built it.
I don't care.
I'm not gonna break it.
I built a 5,000 piece. What is that? A Batmobile for my little brother. We wrecked that thing to shit. And his Millennium Falcon.
Yeah,
fuck Legos.
Yeah, but
I love that shit. Do we gotta use your imagination? Pew pew.
Pew pew.
They were gonna hang it in his room though, that's why.
Oh, so
my
point. Alright, well, I'm glad the kid likes Halo. I support it.
He does, so I figured you guys would enjoy that.
I want more of those Mega Blocks.
Oh, Mega Blocks are like the poor man's Legos.
Not anymore, dude. They're like in all the they're doing all the smart shit too. They're doing all the video game shit and
yes. It's because Lego doesn't want to be associated with anything that has an M rate.
Like, well, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, oh, God, that's the reason. But then again, Legos has Lord of the Rings. Isn't that R-rated?
No, it's PG-13.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's violent.
I mean, I guess.
Well, that's the thing, though. Usually, I think R-rated or M-rated usually has something to do with sexual themes and all that stuff. Usually, fighting is...
Yeah, we know Master Chief was a slut.
He has no sex drive. Point of fact.
Is he missing his drivers or something?
It was Cortana. Updated firmware? It was all about Cortana, apparently.
Well, yeah. Well, there's that.
So.
But that's what I'm talking about, though. That's not really...
You take it how you want to, but this is... People see it differently.
It's more of like a... Ender's Game type situation.
Situation.
I mean, I'm talking like Speaking for the Dead, not Ender's Game. But...
Are we at that part of the podcast already?
All the grunting.
I just unlocked every zone in my Assassin's
Creed. What the fuck? This one is $193.
That's it?
Link, or it didn't happen.
It always happens.
Whose side are you on?
Nobody's side. Painted, or is it,
I'm a realist.
That what it looks like?
That's what it looks like.
You probably have to paint it yourself.
Oh, because it's got a titanium finish to it.
Oh, damn.
Where's the tall? There's the tall geese.
Yeah, that's
that thing is legit.
Yeah, it looks good.
So that's
I gotta buy this.
Oh my god, this has to go on my desk.
I love how they add the little sparkly light.
At work.
Like,
you're gonna put a Gundam on your desk at work.
$200, damn.
Jeez, what is this one?
That's a $200 paperweight.
The unicorn unit.
You know what? I'm lying because Ryan will probably play with it at work.
Jesus, that one is beautiful too. What Gundam is this?
Unicorn.
The unicorn one, right? Yeah. That thing is shiny as all hell.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a titanium finish, dude. It's
photoshopped. Fuck that.
The 117 marked down from 197.
Dude, look at what it looks like.
I can't see. Like, I like these things as just kind of seeing them or whatever. I'm not a collectible dude. I don't like having figurines and stuff like that. It's just too much work.
I'm not at the collector's thing. I just want to build them right now.
Yeah.
I just want
build them and I'll give them to people.
Alex, you know what? There you go. You can make your own Gunpla store.
Or is it a tall goose?
This guy's fucking still wondering.
Tall goose.
What? What did you say?
Is it geese or goose? You know, the Gundam Wang.
Did you see this one, Adrian?
Which one?
Jeez.
That one.
Let me see. Oh, God, the Hell Death Light? Oh, my God.
Right?
Oh, that's sick.
You gotta put that in your desk at work. Dude, it folds up. Yeah. Like the wings fold around it and shit. That's crazy.
This other Batman unicorn Batman. One just comes with like 1,000 guns.
Oh, there's
and
that.
And like Epion. A giant cannon that it needs like its own like stand.
Oh, the whole armor unicorn.
What the hell? He has like space shuttles behind him.
Oh man, I think there's another one.
I think those
one
are actually are like rocket boosters, aren't they?
You can fold the Epion into the ship mode.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
Oh fuck.
There's one that has like 7 swords and shit like that. I forgot.
That is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking of getting Exia. That's its 7.
Is that the one it's called? One.
Yeah.
How big is this one? This one's bigger than my Zero, but it looks just like it. Weird.
I got some good stuff there.
Yeah, Alex, thanks for derailing us.
Right.
That's the one I'm thinking of getting next. That's the
I enjoyed them when I had them. When making them.
It's like a really, like, dude, has that Gundam ever eaten?
I was about to say, he's super, like, agile looking, you know?
Like, what's wrong with this?
No, he's in his teen years. That's what it is, right?
I don't think that one's it, though. Let me see if I can find
it. There's this one, and then there's the 7 Swords version of it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Eric, do
I... okay, real quick. I've only ever seen...
Do I...
Okay, what, Ryan?
No, go ahead. I want that link. Go ahead and then say what you need to say.
The only Gundam show that I've ever seen was Double Zero, or what was it called again?
Double O.
I've only ever seen that one, and that was back when I was probably like 12 or 13.
I don't think I've ever seen Double O.
Is the main, because that was with what the main dude was Hero.
No, that's Wing.
That's Wing.
That's
Wing.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's I remember couple. Hero then.
Okay, you saw Wing.
Oh god, it. emo hero.
Yeah. So, okay, I've only seen that one then.
That's fine.
Now, is the main Gundam always blue, white, and red?
Yeah.
Is it different pilots, but the main dude is always white, blue, and red?
It's they Alex, give it that move. Color scheme because those aren't colors that you would see on a weapon. Well, like, they're toy colors.
I beg to differ. America loves those colors.
Yeah, but you don't see them on a gun or a tank.
Yeah, this is... I have the perfect title for the podcast.
That's his reasoning? Is that...
That's the greatest version. They're toy-like colors. Colors of, you know, peace and comfort.
Okay, well, what about all the other Gundams that obviously aren't peace and comfort?
Well, there's something else.
So black and red, what's up?
They want the main dude to be... looking like he's friendly.
He's anti-war.
Are these on Crunchyroll? Like, can I watch a series on Crunchyroll of Gundam?
Might be able to.
There's a few on YouTube.
Well, here's the name of the podcast. There's actually a few.
I think maybe just the first part. We'll just call it the first part. Okay. I mean, we'll keep it a secret. That way people, when they see the title, they won't know until this moment right now. Well, I guess now if they've already gotten this part, choking hazard is going to be.
Maybe that's true. That's true. Yeah. I guess they've always known, Dwight.
All right. So I looked up Gundam on Crunchyroll, and there's a bunch. There's Gundam Evolve, G Gundam, Gundam X, Gundam Seed, ZZ Gundam,
Gundam.
Seed.
Really?
Crunchyroll? No. I searched it, and they have these things listed. You know how Crunchyroll is? They'll have like Wikipedia like things.
Oh, okay, pre-show. Okay. Yeah.
So they have those on there, but I'm looking at Gundam Evolve, and I don't see any media to it. Wait, no, episode 1.
Maybe they're trying to. They're
Star Driver on? Episode 1. I'm watching.
Star Driver is something else.
Oh, yeah, okay, no, that's a different show. Oh, it's related media, my bad.
It's related because it's got a mech in it, but it has nothing to do with it.
Yay for mechs.
Robots.
Yeah, nothing on that one. Gundam Seed, maybe? That was kind of popular.
Seed? Yeah, Seed is like the most popular one at the moment right now. I don't know why, but...
Yeah. It wants to put its seed everywhere.
Seed.
Yeah, nope, nothing on here.
No, yeah, you don't. I don't think you'll find them anywhere. There's a few episodes on YouTube, like full episodes.
Full series. I think Seed is on there, full series. The new one that's about the action figures is on there.
Gunpla.
You'll have to go to the store and buy it, Dwight.
I still, yeah, well.
Dwight, you'll have to go to the store and buy all of them. Ryan, Blu-ray editions.
Blu-ray editions. Here's the YouTube channel that they're all on.
Gundam Info. Wow, it's yeah. Literally called Gundam Info. Huh.
They really have them on YouTube? That's weird.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. They got Gundam Unicorn on there.
How do they
that's
have that on
show?
YouTube,
That's
though?
A show?
Like yeah. Gundam Unicorn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what that series is called, huh? Stop fucking playing
yeah.
music.
But see, the thing with Gundam is that there's some series that follow a storyline that tie into each other, and then some that just go off on their own thing.
Of course. Like, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an anime.
They're always going to have that.
To be expected.
Yeah, but you got to be careful with the ones that do follow the storyline because you wouldn't know what the hell's going on unless.
But there's so many.
Is there a flowchart that thing. I could follow?
You could probably find one.
Yeah, listen, you could probably.
I'm going to look listen, up Gundam flowchart.
They made a flowchart for Zelda. They can make a flowchart for that.
I don't, know yeah, that but... I don't know if that chart actually flows, just so we're clear.
Like Seed and Double O so and confusing. Wing, those. Those series you can watch because they're like they don't follow a storyline but their own.
Oh boy.
Oh.
Man, I'm looking at these dudes and these all look like kids flying these things.
Yeah. That's welcome to the anime world.
I don't remember them being kids when I was watching it though.
Dude, they were kids.
Listen, oh, listen. Man. You're in the anime world. It's like between like 10-year-olds and like 17-year-olds fucking saving the world.
I power. Thought it would lean more towards 17-year-olds. These guys, they look very young.
But then again, it's the art style back then as well, so.
Yeah.
Hero's about like what? 16?
I don't know. I didn't like Hero.
I didn't know any better back when, so I don't mind him. Yeah.
I like Gundam Wing.
Yeah, it was still good.
I always thought that like Gundam Wing was the first spot, though, isn't it?
No, the first one came out in like 1979.
Yeah, it was just the American popular one.
Yeah,
when we were kids.
Yeah, it was the first one that came out and that was first aired on TV in America.
Yeah, so I remember watching it at the time. I'm like, man, this is cool. Because I was like, actually, the other day I was looking through, I was clearing out some crap in my closet. I came across like this folder of like all my drawings and stuff as a kid, and like I would always print out like stuff so I could like draw it and stuff. You know, like kids.
I got you.
I had like trace a whole it. Thing of Dragon Ball. No, I wouldn't trace. I'd just draw it again.
Okay.
I had a whole bunch of Dragon Ball Z stuff, and I'm just like, hey, whatever, throwing it out, you know. And then I got I had some RO stuff in there at some point. And then I came across some Gundam Wing stuff, and I'm like, ah, yeah, I remember drawing these things on big old pieces of paper because they're huge, you know. And I was looking at the printed piece, the paper of it. I'm like, how did I draw off of this? Because the thing looked like it was printed like from an extra sketch or something. Like the there was no detail or nothing. Like it just looked like shit. But I remember drawing it, and I'm just like, oh, yeah, I put this one little line here under his armpit, and then there's a bolt or something there. And
yeah, just sketch. You might as well have drawn it from with an extra sketch.
Yeah, and then I was thinking, I was like, man, I should have jumped back onto the Gundam train when everybody was watching it again. So maybe I'll look into
watching. Well, see, Terry started watching, which one is it? The new one that came out that's about the Gunpla. And I think Adrian's starting that, too. It's this one right here.
I started watching it, and then I found some other more interesting animes to watch, so that's what happened.
I think Terry's in episode 3 or 5.
I think that's where I'm at. I'm at like 3 or 4.
Unless he's been watching it while he's sick.
Maybe.
Oh, so.
But yeah, it's all there on YouTube now.
Interesting. Let's, okay, let's get off of Gundam for a bit. Okay. There was a new Sword Art Online, wasn't there?
Oh, yes, God.
Now, was that just like a like the season was over or whatever? Is this the beginning of a new season or was this just like an episode, satellite episode?
It's kind of like a recap.
OVA.
Yeah.
Isn't it OVA? I thought OVAs were before the series.
No. OVAs are just standalones.
Okay.
It's a recap of the whole series. Like, the school, you know how they had a school for the people that were trapped in Sword Art?
Yes and no. I dropped the fuck off, dude. The fairy thing happened, and I just...
Oh, thank you.
I progressively just kind of like, and I stopped watching completely.
Okay, well, after everybody came out of Sword Art, they had this school, like a reform school for the kids that were in Sword Art. Right?
That would make sense, yeah.
And so the counselor wanted to talk to Kirito about the events that happened, like recap.
Mm-hmm.
And so while he's doing that, the rest of the girls, teach his sister how to swim using the school pool.
Okay.
So there's the recap, and then there's their recap of how they met Kirito. And then after all that, they go on a quest inside the fairyland. So you have some bonus footage.
Was that the beach episode?
It's not a beach episode. It's more like an underwater episode.
It's a beach episode.
All right. Interesting.
They got it in. Beach episode. All right. High five.
Anime 101.
Yep. Got to have a beach episode. Want to be popular.
But there's like a little cliffhanger at the end that's supposed to lead to season 2. Did you see the trailer? The teaser for season 2?
Who? Of Sword Art?
Yeah.
No. I dropped off, bro. Done. Cut all ties and I just left.
It's a little teaser trailer. It's only a few seconds long.
When is Attack on Titan rolling back? Okay, all right.
I don't have it for that yet.
Don't know. Sorry, bud.
Damn.
But you got Sailor Moon in July.
Oh, God. Thank God. Listen, don't hate.
I can't hate because, unfortunately, my girlfriend really likes that series.
Good.
I don't know if she's going to watch this one or not, but I'm sure she will.
Listen.
I don't like Sailor Moon.
Too bad.
I'm just saying.
The milestone for all the kids.
No, it's like when they started making Legos for girls. I was like, what the fuck? That's what that show was.
Yeah, why is there no Barbies for dudes? Huh? Don't make Legos for chicks.
This show doesn't benefit me.
It's like all these animes are making comebacks now. They had the Dragon Ball Z movie last year. Now Sailor Moon.
I still haven't even seen that.
I don't think it's been dubbed yet.
It's been subbed, but not dubbed.
I don't want it dubbed.
No dubs. Dubs are terrible. Please, God.
Yo, sub and dub.
I don't want to read.
Sorry.
Dubs suck.
I don't think they have any plans.
Wait, are you on a dub track too?
I'd rather
deal with the voices. The voices don't mean anything to me if they're in the wrong language. So
the thing is, like, I liked dub shows with shows that I watched as a kid because those are the voices that I associate with them.
Exactly, so like Dragon.
I like Dragon Ball Z, yeah. And Dragon Ball, and then Gundam Wing. Trigun is also another one. I think they did a great job with Trigun. I still watch it now, and it's still.
Isn't there a new Trigun?
And then Cowboy Bebop as well. Cowboy Bebop, I think they nailed it.
Yeah, they did.
Samurai Champloo.
Yeah, well,
not a show I watched as a kid, but watched recently. I really liked it.
Yeah, Champloo was good.
Yeah. So, you know, there's some shows like that are done well that way that are okay dubbed. I enjoyed it dubbed. But there are some, yeah, that subbed is the only way to really go. Like, I think Death Note was way better and way more intense subtitled.
Did you watch that all?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I think I stopped watching after L died.
No, you got to keep going with it. You got to push through. And it was like live action stuff.
It's like L died. It's like, oh, hi, I'm M. I'm taking over. I'm like, what? I'm like, fuck that.
When L died, I kept thinking, it was like, nah, this is his plan. He's going to come back. L's coming back. He'll be fine.
I couldn't.
Spoiler, L dies and he stays dead.
Yeah, good.
He stays dead.
It's like, I trust this guy. I'll give him my name.
But that's a show that has like no like super like action scenes.
Yeah.
It's all narrative. So it's really engrossing.
But it's really well done.
Yes.
Oh, those are good. Some of those animes are good. I like some of those animes. It still doesn't always have to be action. Like, if the story is good,
I fucking love it. Like, I've been actually watching, like, some sports animes, and you would think they would suck, but some of them are freaking pretty interesting. Like,
I love Prince of Tennis.
I haven't even, you know what? I haven't even finished
that. You gotta watch that.
I started watching it after Terry told me to, and I was like, fuck, I'm going to, and it's intense. But the thing with Prince of Tennis is it's just fucking over the top intense.
That's, okay,
that's
well,
the
see,
best.
Okay, no, okay,
that's fucking nuts.
The thing, the reason I think that we liked it so much is that we watched it together. Like, I watched season 2 with Terry, and Alex, I think we watched season 1, all three of us, together?
I think so.
I don't know. I can't remember.
I don't think we ever finished it, but...
Those are the type of shows that's great to watch with, you know, with everybody.
Yeah.
And this show that I linked earlier, I've been trying to avoid to talk about it. It's called Magi, or Magi? I don't know how you would go about saying it.
Probably.
It's, I always go on Crunchyroll, and then I check, like, the shows... to see what's up top. Of course, it's always like Naruto, Hunter X Hunter, and Attack on Titan, Sword Art Online, stuff like that. Then there's these two new shows called Log Horizon and Magi.
Log Horizon, I heard, is getting it in now.
Listen, Alex fucking lied to me. I would have been watching that, but Alex lied to me. He said his show sucked.
I didn't say it sucked. I said I'm
listen,
not going
to
watch it
right
now.
This is why you don't listen to Alex, because he doesn't watch stuff, and he tells you it's bad when it's actually good. So this is never listen to Alex.
Okay, I'm just saying that this is one of the other shows that's up near the top, and I think I might check it out. It's the description I read is kind of funny. It says the story follows the travels of a boy named Aladdin.
What the hell?
Okay, around a strange land, which mysterious ruins called dungeons are said to house priceless treasures, together with Alibaba. A friend that he met during his travels, Aladdin strives to conquer all the dungeons and obtain their treasures.
Nice.
Yeah. It's just the description alone is like, okay, you know what? I'll watch a couple episodes.
Okay.
Just a little bit key. Yeah.
What is
Oh, look
Horizon?
At that. They got that Nobunaga on there.
Nobunaga's good. That's
Nobunaga's
solid.
Good.
Looking solid, definitely. I'm actually watching one. I don't know if many people would like, but it actually caught my attention. It's called Sekai Seifuku, and it's looking, I don't know, it might even be interesting. So I don't know. For right now for me, that's like the one this season that's looking really sharp. But I could be wrong, you know, everybody's got their own different tastes.
Hey, Dwight.
Yeah.
That's the one you gotta look out for.
Space Dandy.
No, God, please, no. You guys! I'm pretty sure Dwight's gonna like it. I don't know how you guys love that crap.
It's from Funimation, man.
Oh, it's not even that it's from Funimation. It's like, it's right up your guys' alley. It's like, that's, I love the stupid, funny,
you know. Well, that's the thing. I didn't like, was it Gatchaman? I didn't like that show.
But I don't think that's. I still haven't even finished watching that, which makes me sad because I need
totally
to finish that.
I'm watching Space Dandy. That fucking stupid robot face.
Oh my god.
It's from the same people that did Space Cowboy Bebop.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, you know what?
Yo, when's Shin-Chan coming back? When's that getting a remake?
Please, no. Why?
When's that getting a remake?
Listen, those are like one-time deals. Stop it.
Talking about shows that deserve a remake. Where's Shin-Chan? Where's that coming back? Also, I'm reading the description of Log Horizon, and it sounds good.
Yeah, it's another.
I've seen the first episode, and it was a little slow, but yeah, it's like on episode 15 now, so it's.
See, that's what I got from Alex.
Yeah, but now you can watch one after the other if it catches your interest.
Once proud of his loner lifestyle, Shiro forms a guild called Log Horizon with his old friend Natsuyugu.
Natsuyugai,
female assassin Akatsuki, and others.
Akatsuki?
Akatsuki,
yeah.
So that concludes the anime portion of the T-Mongoose podcast.
Fuck, you're fast. You gave up quick.
What, you want to keep going?
I don't care, I'm just saying. Good talking. You guys want to talk about it?
All right. Okay, real quick, we'll end it on this. Alex, you and Terry talked about the show Kill la Kill for a while mm-hmm. now. You, uh-huh. Like you got three sentences. Sum it up.
I got two.
Over the top.
I got two words. It's okay.
That was not even a sentence.
It's over the top. And there's a lot of...
it's okay.
I don't want to say nudity, but it's very close to it.
Listen, that's anime. What the hell? That's ecchi like all over the place.
Yeah, but just throwing that out there.
Yeah, a la Gurren Lagann.
Listen, that's their culture. That's what
it's not the same as Gurren Lagann though.
It's not even close to Gurren Lagann. I'm sorry. I've only watched like 5 episodes of Gurren Lagann.
You have to finish all these animes.
Listen, they stop I lose interest.
You don't get far enough with them.
No, man, they don't get my interest from the get go. Simone's a fucking bitch. Fuck
you
that.
You say that now.
Fuck that, I don't care. Listen, I've seen so many animes and I've played so many video games that I'm already tired of one of the main characters being a little fucking girl and crying that I've stopped watching those. And then they get brave, whatever, at the end. I'm so done with those.
Adrian, I feel the same way, and I have a show here that I think that you're going to love.
Okay, I will watch, because I'm so done with it. It's like so cliche by now.
You bastard.
Fucking hey, Danny.
Thanks, everybody, for listening to T-Mongoose Podcast. We're taking off for the week. We're going to go watch Space Dandy.
We're all going to watch Space Dandy. Wait, I got a show for you, bitch.
What? It's the same link.